A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Cry aloud with strength, and spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet, and declare my people their sins, to the house of Jacob their lawlessness. They seek me day by day, and desire to know my ways. As a people who did righteousness, and did not forsake the judgment of their God, they now ask me about righteous judgment, and desire to draw nigh unto God, saying, Why have we fasted, but you did not see it? Why have we humbled ourselves, but you did not know it? Because in the days of your fasts you seek your own wills, and mistreat those under your authority. If you fast for condemnations and quarrels, and strike a humble man with your fists, why do you fast to me as you do today, so your voice may be heard in crying? I did not choose this fast, and such a day for a man to humble his soul, nor if you should bow your neck like a ring, and spread sackcloth and ashes under yourself, could you thus call such a fast acceptable? I did not choose such a fast, saith the Lord. Rather, loose every bond of wrongdoing, untie the knots of violent dealings, cancel the debts of the oppressed, and tear apart every unjust contract. Break your bread for the hungry, and bring the homeless poor into your house. If you see a naked man, clothe him, nor shall you disregard your offspring in your own household. Then your light shall break forth as the morning, and your healing shall spring forth quickly. Your righteousness shall go before you, and the glory of God shall cover you. Then you shall cry out, and God will hear you. While you are still speaking, he will say, Behold, I am here. If you take away your fetter, and the pointing of the finger, and the word of grumbling, and if you give bread unto the hungry from your soul, and satisfy the humble soul, then your light shall rise up in darkness, and your darkness shall be as the midday. God shall be with you continually, and you shall be satisfied as your soul desires. Your bones shall be enriched, and you will be like a well-watered garden, and like a spring of water that doth not fail. Your bones will arise and be enriched like a green plant, and they shall inherit generations of generations.